Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep, Friday. What's up? No gator today. That is Mike Stone sitting in for Scott Anderson. Hello, Michael.
Good. I did bring a gator, though. Or it's more of a dragon, I guess.
What is on that sweatshirt?
The West Bloomfield Laker mascot.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
On Stoney's sweatshirt. Yes. And you are pairing that with a Motor City Mustangs hat?
Yes. Of the rollerball, the roller hockey league that was here at Cobo for 1 year.
Well, who amongst us? Would forget that, yeah.
Oh, come on. Kyle Reeves and Daniel Berthiaume played goal. Remember, he was in the NHL?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Dino Ciccarelli and Sean Burr were the owners. The late but great Sean Burr.
You know what?
Okay.
It's minor league sports have a place in this country, and they can be awesome.
Yes.
When done right. Mm-hmm. When done right. So, how was your Thursday night? Anything exciting?
My Thursday night... I went to dinner by myself at a club. Yes.
Okay, yes. Stony.
A country club. Okay.
Oh. Hmm. I went to the club,
and there was a group there who were. Or a friend took some of his coworkers there, so and they were. One of the women were. Big listeners to the station, so
oh, really?
It was really nice talking to her, and yeah, I had a good time.
Any programming advice?
No.
There's usually no shortage of that.
No, pretty good.
So,
and then I got home and watched the Red Wings, and I gave somebody, another person there, they asked, well, what do you like tonight? I said, I don't know.
They were asking you for betting advice?
Yeah, which is really, really bad, because I am awful. Except when I actually don't bet, like last night when I said, well, take the over on the Wings game because Anaheim scores a lot of goals.
Look at you.
Yeah.
I don't know what the number was, but there were nine goals in the game.
I think it was like 5.5 or 6, something like that.
Well played.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah, but I didn't bet it, so who cares?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, you got some credibility with some rando at the club.
That's right.
It's a college hoops last night, Michigan State. Defended off San Jose State. Alabama and Purdue went into Alabama. The Lawyer kid, the Smith kid, and the Trey Kaufman, like those guys I feel like have been at Purdue forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a problem. There's a reason why they're ranked where they're ranked. But they went to Bama and won. Michigan and Michigan State are going to be, I mean, Michigan and Michigan State are going to be really, really good this year. And Purdue is the juggernaut.
Yeah,
in the Big Ten this year, so
I think Michigan, depending how long it takes them to figure each other out, because it's basically Portal City, with a few exceptions, they should be damn interesting. Last night, I mean, I know Izzo, he's never happy, but he was not 100% pleased. But you know what? I should have gone into that game and bet on that game. Just bet on the Spartans. I couldn't lose.
Right, because San Jose State is also the Spartans. Mm-hmm. Good work, Stoney.
Thank you very much.
Good work, yeah. And then we had a Thursday night game. The Patriots. What do you think of the Patriots uniforms?
Unbelievable.
You liked them?
I love them.
Did you really?
Loved them.
Did you like them as much as I like the Pistons City Connects, which I want to make the permanent uniform?
Pretty equal.
Oh, really?
Pretty
You equal. Liked them that much?
Yeah. I mean, they were pretty damn good.
Okay.
Because it's something you would never expect.
They almost look denim. They look like a denim uniform. Kang, did you like the Patriots unis?
I didn't really like them that much because it's all kind of like morphed together for me, Stoney. Like, just it was, nothing stood out. You know what I mean? About like the little red Nike swoosh on the side was the only different color. I don't even count the white as a different color for the numbers.
But it was weird. They showed guys wearing, for lack of a better word, their varsity jackets, like Robert Kraft or whatever, and Gronk. And it said NE, which you never said. It was just so different from what they usually do because their throwbacks are also really good with the old Boston Patriot logo.
See, I like that more because that pops more, the colors and everything. Right. This one didn't pop enough for me, but you know,
Steve Grogan Reds.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. All right. So here's what we got today. Plenty of Lions talk, and we'll get to that here in a moment. Lions in Philadelphia. We have a Twitter poll question regarding this game. It's very simple. This is not a complex question. Do the Lions win the game? You can vote yes or no and give us a reason why or why not. We'll read the best answers on the air. So go vote right now at DunGator971 and get your comments in. We like to read tweets that come our direction. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls. That is our preferred way of communication.
Yes.
248-539-9797 and ticket text to the same number. We will hear from the Birchie Kid, our Lions insider. Dan Campbell's going to meet with the media and give us injury updates and whatnot. What Birchie can see of practice before the media is removed. 1:15, we talked to the Birchie Kid. Got another edition of Are You Going to Eat That? It's going to be Are You Going to Eat That Stoney edition.
Oh!
Yes. So I'm looking forward to this.
So am I.
That at 12:30. We'll talk some Michigan and Michigan State. They're both in action tomorrow. Wolverines playing at Wrigley against Northwestern, and the Spartans playing for the Land-Grant Trophy against Penn State.
Do they still even bring that out?
I have no idea.
Chris, that was one of your questions that we never got to in the football questions, the trophy games and things like
that. Oh, yeah, for the college football?
Yeah, and Land Grant is never one of mine. To me, it's Floyd of Rosedale. It's the best.
The pig?
Yeah.
I saw one earlier this year, and it was in my a empty the bucket question, the New Mexico State rivalry. Had to get rid of their trophy. It was, we called it the Rio Grande rivalry, and I think they played for like a shotgun or something.
Oh, don't want to do that.
Well,
be politically correct.
You know, I don't quote me on that. They had a trophy and they got rid of the trophy. I don't remember what it was. I'll see if I can figure it out. But yeah, college football trophies are always cool. Like Akron and Kent State, they're not always cool. I shouldn't say that. They add something. They often add something. Akron and Kent State the other night played for the wagon wheel, and it was like a legitimate wagon wheel, which I thought was hysterical.
Isn't that a country song, wagon wheel? It's like a big song.
Yeah, Darius Rucker.
Yeah,
I mean it was a remake, but 248-539-9797. The coordinator spoke yesterday. Interesting. First of all, Kelvin Shepard said there's a player he literally never heard of, and he is now making an impact for the Lions. It was an interesting story that he told, and you'll hear what John Morton, the offensive coordinator, how he's handling this, quote, demotion. Plus, J.B. Bickerstaff said something on the morning show today that I found very intriguing. We will get to that. All today here on the Carson Anderson program with Gator Out. We'll talk with some, start with some open lines, some Lions talk. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So I did find this. New Mexico and New Mexico State, Jason Eck this year said that we need to be playing for a trophy. And the students at the two schools stepped in to create the roaster, a tabletop chili roaster trophy with wooden stands on each side, including the brandings of the two programs. The new trophy was ready in time for this year's game. So they do now play for a trophy. I can't figure out what the defunct old trophy was.
They should do something with Breaking Bad is not meth-related because it takes place in New Mexico, right?
Yeah. great idea, Mike.
I said not meth-related.
Well, what from Breaking Bad would you go with?
I don't know. Maybe just a trophy of Bryan Cranston's character.
Just a Bryan Cranston?
Yeah, just the meth dealer. The whole show is based around meth.
Okay. So go to the... Go to Better Call Saul. Go to his girlfriend. She's better looking. Wexler, I think it was her name.
Yes, hand out a woman to the winning team. Stoney, you're filled with awesome ideas today.
I know. This is a weird day.
I'd watch that game.
That's right. Let's get to your phone calls. Nolan in Rochester, you're on 97.1. What's up, Nolan?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
I do have a question about Scooble. Thank you. I have this question about Scooble at the end, but I just want to say I tuned into JB's conference this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm 5'8", 195 pounds, and he makes me feel like I could start for the Pistons. He has that – I mean, he's got that same mentality as Dan Campbell did kind of when he came to Detroit, and it really fires me up. I've never been one to watch the Pistons or even NBA in general, but ever since he came – I've really been tuning in and enjoying watching this brand of basketball. I don't know the game that well enough, but he's really intrigued me. The whole team, love what they're doing, and definitely think it's going to continue to be an exciting season. My main point, though, I listened to Scooble's interview after he won the Cy Young, and I don't know why. I wanted to ask you guys if you think after him, you know, obviously just coming out saying he wants to be a Tiger for a long time, enjoys being here, calls a home, all that stuff, if you think there's a bigger or better chance that we sign him or hang on to him moving forward.
I don't think what he said means anything, to be quite honest with you.
You know, Nolan, I put it at about a 3% chance that he would re-sign with Detroit. And I've probably upped it to about a 10% chance. And I don't know. I think a lot of it has to do with fear of a work stoppage and fear of cost certainty, some sort of salary cap that keeps players' salaries down. And if Scooble doesn't sign soon, his new contract might be constrained by those new rules. And I have opened up the possibility a little bit that he would resign in Detroit because he can get his money now and be guaranteed it. I am a person, Nolan, that always thinks of the worst case scenario and how it's going to happen to me and how do I guard against it. And so if it were me, I would be signing that contract right now because I'd be convinced that somehow, some way I'd get screwed over by the new system. But I get paranoid.
I agree. And I've tried to convince myself that he's gone and just like to accept it. But I don't know. After hearing him talk and stuff, I got a little bit of hope back.
Do you?
Obviously, this whole lockout deal and stuff plays into that. And I don't know. Obviously, nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors and how much that impacts people signing long term or short term, whatever that may be and stuff. Do you guys know if that, like, if Torres were to accept a qualifying offer and we get locked out, is it basically we sign him and he never plays, basically? I mean, it could happen with a whole bunch of players that signed that one-year qualifying offer deal.
Well, it would be for this year. His qualifying offer, if he accepts it, it's just a one-year deal, I assume, right? So this season is not in peril of being shut down.
No, it would be after this season. I'm what he said hasn't moved the needle. But the more I read about the CBA, that's moved the needle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look, the Boris Limerick, Scott Boris yesterday irritated the crap out of me. That whole thing is, that annoyed me more than anything. But look, bottom line here is this is a massive test for Scott Harris.
Oh, yeah.
It is the big, and there's a Scooble update today. We'll get to a little bit later on. It's nothing earth-shattering, but it feels like every day MLB insiders are reporting what they're hearing on Scooble.
Which means they're just hearing it from Scott Boras.
Probably. All right, Lions at Philly. Lions are a 2.5-point underdog. The big storylines this week are the injuries and Dan Campbell week two calling plays. Because I think what we'll get a sense of is a truer measurement of Dan Campbell's impact on the offense. As impressive as last week was, the Lions aren't cutting Jack Fox.
No.
They know that they probably will have to punt the rest of the year. But when you don't punt in a game and you've changed your play caller, everyone goes, happening here?
Right.
If they do something like that again, and I'm not talking about not punt, but have a very impressive offensive performance, I think then and then it becomes pretty clear, right? We have an actual true measurement of Dan Campbell's impact and how significant it might be.
Yes, we do have to realize, though, that the defense that the Dan Campbell offense will be going against is a little more stout than the Washington Commanders.
Well, that's the point, right? Because of that, if they do something like that again, that's sort of my point, Stoney, if they do it this time,
Right.
You know, they're onto something
and
now.
We talked about last week, for the first time in God knows how long, they, like 58% of their plays, they had guys in motion, which they didn't have before that.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if they do that again, because Campbell mentioned that crowd noise can impact, you know, how you have to call a game. And the crowd noise in Washington, hell, it was more, it felt like it was more of a Lions crowd than a Commanders crowd. That will not be the case this weekend. But, you know, Philly has their weaknesses defensively too, specifically the one corner spot that they made moves to try and adjust to. Are they, one of them was a long shot, a Hail Mary with Jair Alexander. And I don't know if, is he officially retired?
I think, well, he's taking, he's off, he's getting his physical and mental health taken care of. I know that. Michael Carter, I assume, will be seeing a little bit today, well, or this week. The veteran back there who has not played great is Adoree Jackson.
Yeah, and teams have picked on him, and the Lions might do the same thing.
Yes.
Philly loves Cooper DeJean as the nickel corner. Mm-hmm. They may have to move him outside and put Michael Carter. Michael Carter's strength was as a nickel with the Jets, and they traded for him. So they made the Jalen Phillips trade, and they traded for the two defensive backs. Didn't give up much.
Right.
One of them, Jair Alexander, long shot. Doesn't look like it's going to work. Carter might be their solution to their safe fail safe, so they can move.
They lost Avante Maddox to the Lions. Yep. And, you know, maybe Michael Carter's taking his place basically.
So, you know, there might be somebody for the Lions to pick on offensively there a little bit in that secondary. We shall see. What you don't know is if you move Cooper DeJean and you put Michael Carter in, did you just make yourself weaker at two spots?
Right.
But, you know, I guess time will tell. But
I don't think the Lions will be avoiding going up against Quinyon Mitchell, but he's obviously their best defensive back.
Yeah, and John Morton said yesterday that teams really, they've seen double coverage on Amon-Ra and on J-Mo, which is why a third receiver, and a great example of it was the fourth and one, the fourth and one completion to Khalif Raymond in the Washington game.
Yeah.
They just didn't cover him.
Right.
They basically were so preoccupied by the other receivers. Khalif Raymond went completely uncovered. That was one. Two is it could be a big Laporta game again.
Well, Laporta didn't practice yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is he still hasn't practiced this week.
And you kind of feel because they sign Frisker to the practice squad, don't forget. So maybe there's something a little more serious with Laporta than we thought.
Brock Wright was back on the practice field, limited in practice, but he did practice yesterday. So, yeah, the Laporta being able to play could potentially be absolutely huge for this team in this game. Stoney? The voting right now on our Twitter page, did the Lions win this game? 77.5% say yes, 22.5% say no.
No surprise.
Yeah. Here's some of the feedback we've gotten from fans. Thomas tweeted us, Lions will win both lines of scrimmage. This will allow the Lions to control the flow of the game and do what they want offensively.
Look, when Lane Johnson got hurt Monday night, I thought he was done for the year, and he was at full practice yesterday. The one Philly guy that you have to be concerned with if you're an Eagle fan is Juergens. He was limited yesterday. He didn't practice the day before. So he's the one who'll probably be up because Dickerson is back. Like I said, Lane Johnson's back. That offensive line, just like the Lions, it's not quite what it was last year, but it's still damn good because Lane Johnson, along with Sewell, are the two best right tackles in football.
More of the feedback here via Twitter. Jamie tweets us, win for the Leos, combination of new vibes for the offense under Dan Campbell, play calling, and Philly struggle running the ball lately. And our D-line will make that continue for them, or the alternative will be Philly winning on a false start tush-push at the end of the game. Dev tweets us, Lions win because the Eagles' offense is atrocious, and the Lions' offense is deadly, especially with MCDC calling the shots. Also, the Lions show up in primetime games. They beat Baltimore on the road. They will beat Philly on the road Sunday.
I hope so. I do.
We were talking about this in the office. Kang still kind of can't believe something. We will get to that today at 10:32. Doug Carstonian for Gator, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Doug Karsh, Stoney and Fergator, 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. Brian in Detroit, you're on 97.1. What's up, Brian?
Hey, man. What's up? So I got two keys to the game, and you guys were just talking about offense and how they double team the receivers. Yep. So make sure you load up on receivers. You know, put Tesla out there, Gibbs, Montgomery. They can't double team everybody. And then for defense, to win this game, all they have to do is do the same exact thing they did in Baltimore. Shut down Jalen Hurts, shut down Saquon Barkley. Hopefully there's a clip of Saquon falling off a bench because he's angry. He doesn't do a good game. That's all you got to do. Just play them like they played the Ravens and shut them down.
They did a really, really good job in that Ravens game.
Yes, they did.
That was a real feather in the cap. It's funny because they allowed 30 points, but it felt like they essentially – Lamar got them through the air a little bit, but they were not going to let Lamar and Derrick Henry kill them. You try and take something away and make them fight left-handed, and what they ended up doing was limiting their rushing. And I – just bringing up the stats here. Derrick Henry, 12 carries, 50 yards. That's, you know, Lamar Jackson, 7 carries, 35 yards is pretty darn good. And they talked about it afterwards, some of the different looks they gave him. It was pretty effective.
Yeah, just substitute one bird for another. Substitute the Raven for the Eagle.
That's right.
Play the same exact way and shut it down.
Yep. Yeah, win this game and then hope you play the Seahawks later in the season.
Well, I who don't like birds, everyone you know on this show knows that I hate birds more than most, right, Doug?
Yes, it's a paranoia.
Yes. Yeah. But with that being said, it's easier, you know, said than done. Sure. As just shut down Jalen Hurts, shut down Saquon Barkley. No kidding. Like, how do they do that, right?
Yeah.
Shutting down the other team's best two players is that's a good recipe to win the game.
And they're off, and Philly's offensive line is better than the Ravens' offensive line. So
yeah, so I mean, but you follow the Eagles closely, Stoney. Like, their offense hasn't been as what it was.
Oh, no.
So I think what you got to do is keep them struggling. You're not going to be able to just stop one thing fully. Make it difficult. Make everything difficult for them. Make them work hard. Get them the third down. And offensively, whatever you're doing last week with Dan Campbell and John Morton and Scotty Montgomery, I know they always say this. Everyone in the league knows they have weapons all over the field. Get the flow of the game going. Stay out of third downs, right? Pick up completions. Keep the offense moving, and you can see what that offense does.
You would think that that team not only wasn't the defending Super Bowl champion, but was 2-7 instead of 7-2 the way that town is. It's crazy. They are so flummoxed by their offense that they're, you know, what are we going to do with A.J. Brown? We trade him, you know, just chill out. It usually works.
You're
out.
Telling people in Philly to chill out?
It's impossible. It's impossible.
Yeah, dude, it's in your DNA. It's in your bloodstream.
I know, and I've, you know, calmed down a little bit since I've been here for almost 40 years. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Here, because we've never won.
No, that's true. I mean, we have no context for what they're...
No.
What it's like to be a Philly fan.
No, absolutely not.
But I'm good with what we are. Now, here's... Kang, you made a point today, and we're just starting to take it for granted, but you're like, I still can't believe this. And it is?
Yeah, that the Lions are so good, and they're always on prime time. We got another one this weekend, Sunday Night Football. And if you just stop and step back for a second and reflect... Like, this is just a thing for us now. And it's not even just the primetime games. They're not even on at 1 o'clock anymore. They get pushed to the 4 o'clock game as much as possible because they're such a national draw. They're so fun to watch. Dan Campbell is probably the most likable coach in the league right now, I think.
They are America's team more than the Cowboys. It's not even close. I try to tell people, you know, friends from other parts of the country, and some of them who are going to be rooting against them this weekend, but... Everybody, it's like the Lions are people's B team because of the way they play and Dan Campbell. And people like who watch quarterback, they said, is Jared Goff really that cool of a guy? Is he really that guy? I said, you know, except when he calls, you know, Carson Anderson, he turns into a jerk. No, I'm just kidding. I know he is. He seems like a really good guy.
Doug, do you think if they polled American football fans who their second favorite team is, you think the Lions would win that poll?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I knew you did. That's why I asked Doug. I think there's a good chance.
I don't have a swath of samplings. I just know my relatives in New Jersey to San Diego say your team's fun to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
And I, you know, it's cool. Like the one thing that got me, and I didn't realize it. You know, we're working into holiday scheduling and all that, and so everybody's mapping out December. Because, you know, you guys know how this works. If you've listened to this show for the previous 18 years, although Gator's been out this week, there might be a time where Gator and I won't do a show together from like December 4th till January 5th, like because of the holidays and vacation time and how it gets used. So we're mapping out December, and I didn't even realize Lions play on Thanksgiving, right? I know that.
Right.
A week later, they play another Thursday night game.
Another primetime game
against Dallas. They're going back-to-back Thursday. And oh, by the way, they play on Christmas Day, another Thursday. Like, they've been given... We went from whatever scraps we could get in primetime to borderline oversaturation in primetime. I know that we're now... We took calls when the schedule came out going, that's one thing on Thanksgiving, but now they're taking our Christmas away. And I'm just like, well, they're not... You know,
I know we used to sit there and Mike Greenberg went on this, you know, cause about taking the Thanksgiving game away from the Lions. Why does America have
not watch that recently?
No, I'm talking about, 10 years ago or whatever it was.
Right.
And now, you know, the Lions are everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's great.
It is great. But Kang's point, of course, was that you just still can't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's surreal sometimes. Yeah, you just think about where we've been, guys, you know?
And so, it's great for people who don't have to work the games late at night.
Meaning not you?
Meaning me.
But it's great for people. You said it's great for people who don't have
yes,
to.
Yes.
Okay,
right.
Yeah. I'll say this about our gratification and confidence. The ultimate is you win the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. in which case the bucket is filled. If there's another bucket next to that, that's how gratified and confident you can be in a team that hasn't won a Super Bowl. I think that bucket's close to filled right now. It's not as big as the Super Bowl bucket, right. But I think for a team that has yet to get to the mountaintop, this town's pretty damn happy with the product. With an undercurrent of concern that they're still never going to get there.
Correct.
I think it's just an undercurrent, though. It's not prominent.
But you can't, as a fan, you can't be satisfied with just being really good for a while.
And nobody is. I don't think anybody is.
I know, because we went through that with the Tigers.
But I also think, I mean, look, that Tiger team, that era, you don't not win a title because the fans are satisfied with just being there.
Right.
That has nothing to do with what happens on the field.
Exactly.
And I would take a decades long of being in the mix because I think eventually you get it.
But
I think this team is poised to be there for a long time. And I think when you're in the mix for that long, eventually you get it.
You hope, unlike the Tigers. But you'd rather, I think, be, I don't know, the Washington Nationals or the Kansas City Royals, who won one ring, basically sucked for a while. Now, the Royals, I think, went back to the World Series. Did they go back to the World Series? Whatever. But, like, Washington, really, they were okay. But you understand what I'm saying? It's better to win one, get one ring, and then completely suck for another decade than to be really good for seven of that 10-year decade, but never win.
No, I mean,
I'd rather suck for 9 years and have one championship.
I think everybody would.
Okay.
Everybody would want the championship over, but you don't have to make that choice.
No.
Like, we don't have to make that choice.
We don't determine it.
Yeah. Corey in Birmingham, you're on 97.1. Hello, Corey.
Hi, I was just calling in. I heard the comment about America's team earlier. The Lions are—they're doing good things. I think this all boils down to golf in the playoffs. I don't care if they go 16-1; they got to win. They got to get over that hump there. But it'll always be Dallas. Dallas is America's team. They're messy. You know, they're rich. It's always going to be Dallas, not the Lions. The Lions have a well-oiled machine going. They're neat. It's always going to be Dallas because of the logo, the money, and the controversy. Listen to you guys all the time. Thank
you know, it's interesting. So, Corey, you're looking at, you're kind of tapping into the Dallas has more of a Real Housewives feel.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a Dallas guy. See, I already know Dak is, you know, that team is not going to win a Super Bowl. I come to that conclusion at the beginning of the year. They're just messy.
The
Lions aren't messy.
Corey, are you from here, but are a Cowboy fan?
I'm from here, but a Cowboy fan.
Okay.
It's Staubach.
I have a friend who is in New York, a giant territory, Jet Terry, is just a huge Cowboy fan, but he's so unreal. He's, you know, he laughs at the Giants and all that stuff. I said, yeah, but you haven't won in 30 years. At least the Giants have won. He talks about the ratings and Jerry and are always on, they always talk about it on first day. Who cares? Why do Cowboy fans care more about, I won't say more, but it seems to be just as much about the brand as they do about the actual results on the field.
That's exactly right.
Why?
I have no idea. And like I said, since Randy White. But it's just crazy because if they make a lot of money and if they win an NFC East, it's all good. That's the Super Bowl. That's it for them. We don't. It's not as important as it used to be because I think the brand of the players, these players. They're younger, you know, everything's business. It's not as intense as it used to be. And the reason why you look at the Netflix special, that's it. People like, that's what it is. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The Lions aren't into that foolishness. And Campbell's not into that foolishness. They're trying to do a job.
To be clear here, Corey, you actually would rather be the Lions than the Cowboys then?
No, because all my friends are Lions fans, so I like to antagonize them. But I had my doubts about Campbell.
No, I'm saying you'd rather the Cowboys were like the Lions than they're like than they are the Cowboys. You'd rather be the well-oiled machine without the drama. Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind not having drama. We have plenty of drama and nonsense. We have little of it now. We have Brian Branch had a slap. J-Mo got suspended. Things are going to happen, but it very rarely gets in the way of winning compared to the way it used to be. They keep the main thing here. Lions going to win this game against the Eagles. We'll get to the expert picks from ESPN and Sports Illustrated next here on 97.1. Doug Harsh, Gator out, Stoney's in. Got some college football stuff next hour. Michigan and Michigan State both in action tomorrow as this college season starts to wind down. Talking Lions here and big game against Philly. Expert predictions. I was let's take a look at ESPN and Sports Illustrated. ESPN has three experts pick. I got to get their names because they put them at the top of the article. And of course, I only printed up the part with the Lions. So let me figure out how that is. Could you care to whistle or clap or something, Stoney, while I look this up? With your mic on.
Yes, I will give you the Philadelphia Inquirer. There are three people. Two of them picked the Eagles. One picked the Lions.
Okay. It just says multiple contributors. So I don't know these cats' names. It's Maldonado, Moody, and Walder. Maldonado's taking the
Eagles. They beat all the other attorneys. Sounds like a law firm.
Yeah. Maldonado takes the Eagles to win 21-20. Moody takes the Eagles to win 30-24. Walder takes the Lions to win 24-20. Sports Illustrated's pick has Philly winning 24-20. This has no bearing, of course, on what's actually going to happen, but I like this. I like it. I think the Lions are uniquely built in a lot of ways. And we've talked about their culture in their locker room. Their best players are their hardest workers, which raises everybody's expectation as far as their professionalism and game preparation and you know, taking care of themselves. And it's all about the football. And that certainly helps. But when we talk to Goff every week, this quarterback is so leans into the underdog stuff. Do you remember when on the desk of a Thursday night game, Ryan Fitzpatrick called Goff a poor man's Matt Ryan?
Yes.
And then Goff went out and sliced somebody up. I can't remember who it was. And he was the on-desk interview after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned to Fitzpatrick and said, "Hey, I'm a poor man's nobody." He was like, I'm not anybody's poor man. You know, he didn't like that. When we had Skip Bayless said something about him and he said, "Oh, what do you got? And who said it? We said Skip Bayless, and he instantly said, "Oh, forget it, never mind," because he was just it's like whatever,
right?
But and you heard it there with the turning point thing that this week,
yes,
that he was wanting Lewis Riddick and ESPN Turning Point to break down the Commanders' Daron Payne and Javon Kinlaw's meltdowns. I don't believe a lot in the chip on the shoulder stuff. I think everybody can find something. But I think there are some teams that really do it well. Mm-hmm. And I think this Lions team really does it well.
I mean, that's sometimes when you hear those things, you scoff when a lot of times players say, "Oh, I never listen. I don't read the papers. I don't do this. I don't do that." Yeah. They know what's going on, whether they...
Well, not all of them. I don't believe all of them do. Do you?
No, I don't think all of them read their papers or listen. I don't think most of them actually listen to sports talk radio anymore. But I believe their friends, family do, and they know exactly what's being said and written.
Well, I'm sure that if they want to find out, they can.
Yeah.
What's being said.
Really?
Yeah. The accessibility is there.
Yeah.
I think the wisest ones are the ones that turn off everything and just completely tune out the criticism and what's being said. Because I think it can get into your mind and it can affect you.
Well, we are lucky because a lot of if you had... For instance, A.J. Brown, okay, or another, like, quote, diva receiver who, like, had his own podcast. We'd be there, you know, but St. Brown does it with his brother, and everybody seems to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't appear to be a diva.
Well, I mean, they say things, too. It's interesting. Yeah. Feedback coming in on our Twitter poll. The Lions going to win this game. Dev writes in, the Lions win because the Eagles offense. Oh, I'm sorry. I already read that one. My bad. From Rogue Game Sports, Lions win because of the offense. Eagles defense causes a lot of concern for us, and rightfully so. But when Campbell and the Lions are motivated, they win. It's simple. This game has been circled for a while now. I think there's some truth in what this guy said, and I'll tell you why. You know, everybody talked to the Lions people this week about, hey, big games. Campbell talking about big game. And they were like, you know, they're all kind of big games. If you start doing that, mm-hmm. you end up walking away from a game you have no business losing, saying, how did we lose? But I think they know and they've got that gear. And I think that I expect this to look like a well-oiled machine, Lions.
I would hope so, and I think so, too. It's funny because St. Brown, I heard, told somebody, I don't know if it was on his podcast or somebody else, that they thought, and I don't know if this is something, a chip on the shoulder, they were looking forward to starting the season in Philly on the first game of the year against the defending Super Bowl champs.
Oh, they thought they were going to get that game? Yeah, they were going to get that game.
And he wanted it.
Dave writes in via Twitter, Lions win 33-10. The story of this game will be the defense, which includes a defensive score. The Lions D-line will take advantage of a beat-up Philly O-line.
Okay, I'm not going to debate that, but if Philly's O-line is beat up, what's the Lions O-line?
It's definitely hurting.
And I think their D-line is a little better than ours. Not a lot. Their pass rushes are pretty... You know, I'm going to say this, and of course, what's his face? Jalex Hunt will get like 7 sacks, but yeah, their pass. That's why they got Jalen Phillips, because if they needed help with their pass rush.
Yeah, back on the practice field was Graham Glasgow went from limited to full practice Wednesday to Thursday on the offensive line. Miles Frazier, backup guard, still limited, and limited Wednesday and Thursday. Taylor Decker, limited Wednesday, limited Thursday. Aiden Hutchinson, by the way, and this is not offensive line related, but he went from did not practice Wednesday to full practice Thursday. You said yesterday you didn't think that was a big deal.
No.
Reno says, running game will keep Philly off balance, and ask Ric Flair to be the man. You have to beat the man. Let's go beat them.
That'd be a great win. Anytime you beat the defending Super Bowl champs, who, yes, they're not playing as well as they did at this time last year, but this is pretty much when Philly got hot. You do that now on the road, that is a big win.
Bob tweets us, not to be oversimplistic, but I think Detroit is simply the better team. They win because their offense is better than Philly's defense, and the Lions' defense is probably slightly better than the Eagles' offense. As an aside, Campbell is a significantly better coach than their guy. Okay, you follow both these teams, Campbell or Sirianni?
Sirianni does some things like the other night that I can't figure out. And then look, a lot of people don't understand Dan Campbell's, some of the stuff he does. I pretty much do and appreciate it. But the players seem to love Sirianni. They really do. And he gets the city. So I don't think coaching is a big deal. You know, a lot of people are questioning their new offensive coordinator, which I believe is their third one in 3 years, if you even think about it.
Yeah.
So the coaching, I don't think is a big issue in Philadelphia. I question whether he said that he didn't like the Eagles' defense.
He says he's overly simplistic. They win because their offense is better than Philly's defense, and Lions' defense is probably slightly better than the Eagles' offense.
No. When they go head-to-head, I don't know. The Eagles' defense up front with Carter and Davis, really, really good.
Yeah. One more here. Ryan P. Heron tweets us, I think this is a must win for the Lions. They need to show themselves to be true Super Bowl contenders. By the way, could that skipper lined up outside be a setup play for this weekend? I think so. Watch out for Skip Sunday night. Look, I think it's funny, but when you have as many weapons as you do offensively, I do not waste a play throwing the ball to Dan Skipper.
No.
Unless he's wide open in the end zone and everybody else is covered.
Yes, I do think the Lions have a better punter than Philadelphia.
Okay, good. You know, the funny thing is Goff did say, hey, Skipper was in the progressions. He was my 5th read, and had I worked my way through the first 4, I was coming his direction.
Yeah. I mean, Philly's defense, they got, you know, N'Kobe Dean came back, Nolan Smith. The Georgia guys are playing really, really well besides the two up front. So it should be. I just hope it's a great game. I hope the Lions win.
All right, next hour. I
don't believe it, but yes.
We'll talk some college football, Penn State and Michigan State, Michigan and Northwestern at Wrigley. And interesting, two leagues are trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube. We'll get to that at 11:20. Doug Karsh, Stoney in for Gator, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.